All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Right After Thrones, now being retitled Right After Dragons after a hiatus here. Dats and Curry back at it. Curry, welcome back, man. Fantastic to have you here.
It's great to be back. I'm excited to have a new show to discuss. It's been a long time coming. There's been a lot of leaks of, not leaks of the show's plot, but leaks that there's a show coming and development, and then we had a pandemic, and you know, everyone was questioning what was going to happen with the show. So I'm glad that it's finally here, and looking forward to covering another show with you.
Got it. Yeah. So this is going to be a preview podcast for the first episode. We'll do a right after episode as we used to for Thrones all the time. And then we'll do a little midweek preview pod of the episode coming up, and we'll see where this takes us. You know, Thrones was absolutely epic, and let's hope that this can be maybe half of what Thrones was. But let's set the table here for the people. A lot of people I know are like, hey, that Thrones show is coming back, or that Thrones show is coming up like this month or this end of this week now. You know, but I'm not sure how many people know what's going on. And so we'll try to lay the groundwork here for the people from a perspective of two non-book readers and just kind of get people familiarized with going into the season. So, Curry, first things first, you know, what are you thinking about going into this new series?
So first off, it's like we're going back to season one of Game of Thrones, basically. And it just in terms of one, there's a book. So I assume the show is going to essentially follow the script that's written in the book, as opposed to the latter seasons of Game of Thrones, where the show outpaced the novels. That being said, the book came out in 2018. I'm not sure it had the same popularity that George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones, the, you know, Song of Ice and Fire novels did. So I'm not sure how familiar the audience will be in general, but yeah, so we're going back to the early seasons of Game of Thrones, where if people want to know what's going to happen, they can look it up, they can read, they can, you know, read columns from people that read the books. We're not going to do that. We're going to avoid spoilers as much as we can, and that's going to be difficult because I'm sure they'll be out there. But we don't want to be spoiled. We don't want to spoil anything for you. And it's going to be a ride we take together here.
Absolutely. So it's kicking off this Sunday night. Super pumped. Give the people a little bit. I think people are thinking, like, I think there's people who like really are locked in on this, and there's people who are like, I watched Thrones and I'm going to give this a chance. For those people, kind of just set the stage for them. We're not seeing, you know, this is not, some people think like this is like some Mad King stuff. Like, it's not that, right? Like, lay the groundwork for the people here.
Right. So the novel, it's titled House of the Dragon, 300 years before A Song of Ice and Fire, or 300 years before Game of Thrones. So that tells you right there what the setting is. It's Westeros during the prime, or maybe the early prime of the Targaryen Empire. It's 300 years before the events of Game of Thrones. It's just a few generations after the Targaryens conquered the Seven Kingdoms, united the Seven Kingdoms. So it's the early, the mid early stages of the Targaryen dynasty. And I did do a little research just so I could figure out, you know, put some names to faces. That's what I want to help you guys with. I don't want to, you know, read any spoilers or read any history, but I will say, you know, some of the main players that we have here. There's the current king on the Iron Throne when this series takes place is Viserys the First, not to be confused with Viserys from Game of Thrones. This is obviously his much earlier relative from 300 years before.
Yeah.
King Viserys the First. So he's the king on the Iron Throne. He's played by Paddy Considine, who I'm only familiar with him from Peaky Blinders. He played the Reverend in, I think, it's season 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. So that's King Viserys. Then there's another main character is his younger brother, Prince Daemon Targaryen. And again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these names right, because we haven't heard them pronounced on the show yet. Obviously, Viserys, we've heard on the show. Daemon looks like Daemon. I don't know how else to pronounce it, but
yeah, Matt Daemon.
So we have Prince Daemon Targaryen. He's played by Matt Smith, who you're familiar with him from The Crown.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with him from unfortunately, Morbius. And so that's Matt Smith. He's probably the biggest name in the show, or has at least the biggest track record in Hollywood.
Has the best jawline in the show.
Great jawline, very intimidating eyes and eyebrow combo. and he's featured pretty heavily in the trailers.
Yeah.
So he's the younger brother of King Viserys, a potential heir to the throne. I should also mention that there's going to be a lot of obviously it's called House of the Dragon. There's going to be a lot of dragon riding in this series compared to in Game of Thrones, where it was really just the last couple seasons. It seems like almost all of the Targaryens at this point in history are dragon riders. The dragons are, I would presume, a lot bigger than the ones in a Game of Thrones.
Bigger?
I think they're bigger. Yeah, I mean, you can remember Game of Thrones, Tyrion talking about the dragons and the dragon pits and the chains, saying how much bigger they were, and then they kind of progressively got smaller as they were kept locked up and kept
in the captivity
dragon crypt. So I would imagine these ones would be a lot bigger. Anyway, so that's Prince Daemon Targaryen. He's dragon rider warrior. He's younger brother to the king. We also have another couple characters. So without spoiling anything, without reading too much, it's going to be a lot like Succession. You familiar with Succession? So
I'm familiar with Succession, but there's a lot of people who probably aren't familiar with Succession.
Of course. HBO show, corporation, they have the head of the company and his kids and a bunch of other people are all gunning for his spot when he passes away. Here, I'm not sure if anything's going to happen to King Viserys. I don't know if he's sick or anything like that, but there is questions regarding their line of succession, who's going to be king after him. So obviously his younger brother would have a claim. His firstborn child has a claim, and her name is
it's with an R, right?
Her name Princess Rhaenyra.
Yeah,
Rhaenyra. That's all of them have very Targaryen names that were similar to the names we heard before. So Princess Rhaenyra is his firstborn daughter from a previous marriage, a previous relationship, not the current queen. Then his firstborn son from the current queen is Prince Aegon Targaryen, and he would also have a claim. And then there's also one more person, just to throw everything off, is I don't know if she's even a princess or not, but it's Rhaenys Targaryen, and she is the cousin of King Viserys, who was kind of passed over for the throne originally. She's the daughter of the king before Viserys, who was Viserys' uncle.
Got it.
I think that's right. Something along those lines. She was passed over. She could have been queen, but they didn't want a queen. So there's a couple women, a couple men going for the next in line to the throne. Mm-hmm. They're all Targaryens.
A lot of blonde people.
I assume they all can dragon ride. I don't know that all of them can, but we're going to see a lot of different people dragon riding. And it's setting up for a lot of dragon fighting scenes, a lot of expensive CGI for HBO.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not a letdown like the latter seasons of Game of Thrones, where they spent a lot on the dragons and clearly cut some of the writing budget perhaps. But
yeah.
there's some reason to believe that the showrunners on this show are going to be great.
Yeah, so let's get the showrunners real quick. But I think Lay the Land, you did a great job there. I think Lay the Land wise, though, it's pretty much like Targaryen centric, right? Like, we're not getting this. The Thrones feel was like it's almost like eight different houses, and like we're like bopping around, and it's like this person and like these people, and then like this group of people, and then this island. This is seems like a little more central, right? We're in Westeros, right? We're still in the same setting, but it's very much seems more, central to the Targaryen crew.
Absolutely. So we're not going to hear the names of a lot of the great houses that we heard of in Game of Thrones. We're not going to hear anything about the Starks or Baratheons. Some names you might hear that might be familiar. I think the House Arryn. I think there's going to be a couple of Arryns, as well as obviously Targaryen. Any other names that are familiar? I don't think so. But you might hear every once in a while there might be something, you know, Lannister. I'm sure we'll hear Lannister.
Yeah.
And that might be it in terms of, but they're not the great houses that they were in Game of Thrones. You know, it's all Targaryen, and then there's these other houses that, you know, eventually 300 years from now kind of, you know, rise up and become great houses. But
got it.
It's gonna be all different sects of Targaryen.
Got it. Exactly. Yeah. Which almost like we're almost thinking like a zoom in on like a big house. Like if you would have zoomed in on like the Lannisters, it's like a show almost like about the Lannisters a little bit. All right, cool. Now talk to me about like showrunner stuff, because like that's like people get into that and it's like actually kind of important, as we saw the last season of Thrones. You know, who's running the ship is it's not automatic that it's going to be great television. So talk to us about that.
Right. So the two main showrunners for House of the Dragon are Ryan J. Condal. And I believe this is the first time he's been involved with HBO. It looks like, just scanning his credit history, he did the film Rampage, which that doesn't give me great hopes. But the second guy, his partner in crime, is Miguel Sapochnik.
That gives me, yeah.
Yes, if you're familiar with Miguel Sapochnik, he was the director for a lot of the legendary, like the best of the best Game of Thrones episodes. The ones with the best battles. Chances are your favorite Game of Thrones episode was directed by Miguel Sapochnik.
Yeah, we would like go into like a preview pod and be like, oh, Sapochnik's got this one. Like, this is going to be incredible. Now we're going into a show and like Sapochnik's got the show. So it's good. We're in good hands with him. Who knows about your boy from Rampage?
Yeah, just looking at his history now, he did Hard Home. Mm. He did Battle of the Bastards, Winds of Winter. From the final season, he did The Long Night and The Bells. He's a legend.
That's baby making music right there. That is beautiful stuff. All right. So first episode coming out, you know, what are your expectations, thoughts? We did a little groundwork here. There's not much unless you're like book reading and scanning things, to chew on. We used to do trailer breakdowns. We'll probably do that again once there's more to chew on with the trailer breakdowns. But what are you thinking going into episode one?
So I think obviously they're going to set the stage for the season. They're going to give us locations. They're going to give us, you know, the prominent players. They're going to give us, you know, main characters. And they're going to show us the relationships between the characters. As far as prominent locations, obviously we have, the Iron Throne. We have Storm's End, as we know, is kind of, that was Daenerys' home base. That's a prominent Targaryen land. As well, King's Landing. I said the Iron Throne. I couldn't think. King's Landing is going to be prominent, obviously, where the Iron Throne is. And that's probably about it as far as we know right now. I'm sure we'll hear there will be some others as the season goes on, but those are the two that I know are definitely going to be prominent Targaryen locations. And yeah, so we're going to learn about the locations, the setting, and we're going to learn about the players. So, like, you know, we identified some of the main characters, but I'm sure there's going to be, just as Thrones showed us, there's going to be a lot of minor characters who we grow to love and admire, and some that we love to hate. So I think they're going to set the stage in the first episode, and it, you know, takes me back to the first episode of Game of Thrones, where it was Robert came up to Winterfell to talk to Ned Stark, and geez, these are names that we haven't discussed in a long time.
I know, right?
You know, it was setting the table for the rest of the season, but we had no idea what we were in store for the long haul. The episode ended with Bran being pushed out the window and Jaime and Cersei, and
this guy's banging his sister.
We had no idea what we were in store for. So I do think we're gonna get some cliffhangers, some strong endings, and I think they're gonna they're gonna show us the main players, and they're gonna show us who we got to keep our eye on that's lurking in the shadows.
Absolutely, absolutely. Littlefinger was in Epi 1, right? Season 1, Epi 1, I think, too, back in the day. I think so.
I believe so.
I'm just saying, like, we're just like, there's so many players that got introed in that first episode. It's like you almost have to like sit back and just expect, like, well, let's take this all in here. This table setting, S1E1 of
Jon Snow and Daenerys and Tyrion, they were all in season 1, and they were. But they were barely a focus. It was, you know, it was Ned and Robert. Like,
yeah,
it was the king and his friend, you know, Lord of Winterfell. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
So just because the episode 1 might focus on, you know, King Viserys and someone else, doesn't mean that they're going to be the main characters throughout the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Real quick, and then you know, we'll keep this brief here, but just give me your general outlook for the series. You know, what is your expectations? Is it just like, you know, are you super high on it? Are you thinking, are you going with caution, you know, because of the throne? It's like, I think there's some people think, like, if this isn't like close to Thrones, like, I'm just out. Like, this, you know.
Yeah.
And so go ahead.
I'm going with caution. You know, I want to buy in. I want to be all in. I hope it's good. But I'm definitely going a little cautious for the first episode, just because, you know, it is a novel from 2018. I don't think it has the following that the original novels had, but it also has the huge backing from all the Game of Thrones viewers that weren't book readers. So I think people are going to jump in, and I'm just hoping that I'm hoping the showrunners kind of get back to the early seasons of Thrones that made the show great, as opposed to the end when everyone had complaints about it being rushed and the screen was too dark all the time and just the writing went off the rails because they didn't have George R. R. Martin's books to follow anymore. So here we're back to following George's books, and we don't have to rush anything. You know, it's not. I don't think that this is a series of books for George. I don't think we're waiting on him to write the next House of the Dragons, yeah, because he already wrote Game of Thrones, and this is a prequel. So
yeah,
we're not going to outpace the source material, and I think so. That gives me hope. That gives me hope.
You
that,
like,
and
yeah,
obviously having Sapochnik, that gives me great hope as well.
Yeah, you like, yeah, the thing that's cool about the source material is, like, all right, you know, like, you're getting right from, like, the hand of George R. R. Martin. The thing that, like, is a little tough is just, like, they're, like, people know, like, what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part, when we got into, like, it was almost like we made it to, like, pass the book. So, like, it's like, we're just, like, free out here. Like, anything can happen. No one knows what's going to happen. And I think that, mm-hmm, I think that if this gets, like, big steam, like, you're going to see kind of, like, the book, like, people either come out of the woodworks or get read, or more spoilers be leaked, or just be like, so, like, I think the source material is great. It's just kind of you're like back on the diving board instead of, like, jumped off the diving board in midair. And it's like, I like, yeah, this diving board because it's like George R's diving board, but, like, I like the fact the end of, like, the post book Thrones, where, like, everyone was just, like, in the air, was, like, awesome until they kind of fucked it up. But, like, we're back in book mode. We're back.
I agree.
In, like,
yeah, that's
stay away from that guy at the office who read the book. You know,
it's definitely a concern, especially, like, if the first couple episodes or the first season, if everyone's all in, if
it's banger, yeah,
if it's great, everyone's just gonna read the book in the off season. Like,
yes,
maybe not everyone, yes, but a lot more people. I'm not going to, but a lot of people will. You know,
and then it's Landmine City.
People are going to be on Twitter tweeting out things that are, you know, they think will happen. Oh, is this the episode when, you know, yeah, made up Targaryen name, when this
dragon gets his head cut,
yes,
off?
Yes, yeah. When Dragon Rider X, is this the episode when he, you know, burns down the city and then, yeah, I don't know, drowns?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, there could be.
It's Landmine City. It's
spoilers. Yeah. Spoilers are definitely a concern, just because it's all out there already.
Yeah, so stay wary. If there's a guy at the office who's read the books, block him. Don't talk to him. Yeah, that's my fear. If it gets great, it just suddenly is like, I know the ending because someone, like, accidentally said it. And so I think we just have to, source material is great. It's just, that's the only caveat to source material being out there. Anything else from you? Anything you're thinking about? Anything you want to discuss?
No. I mean, the one thing, you know, it's the Targaryen family dynasty. We know how it ends in the future. We know that somewhat that there was Robert's Rebellion. I mean, we never saw that on screen, but we know that that's what happens. We know, you know, the Mad King burned them all, and then, you know, the whole Daenerys thing. So we know where it ends 300 years from now.
Yeah.
Now we have to figure out, not even figure out, but we get to watch unfold, you know, some of the events that led to us getting there. You know, we know that the Targaryens are incestuous. You know, they breed within their own yeah. family lines.
Yes.
And we know that the legend or the saying is that, you know, one out of flip a coin and yeah. and if a Targaryen's crazy or not, mad or not. So I think we're definitely going to see a lot of mad Targaryens. And it should be exciting. Should be drama. Should be plenty of incestuous romance, and should be a lot of blood and fire. Fire and blood.
And I think for me, just one thing I'll say is like, it's HBO. Like, you know, and like, I feel like they know how big this is, and like, is there any chance it's a flop? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, what would you?
When's the last time HBO flopped on a Sunday 9 o'clock show?
Well, some people would argue the last 5 weeks of Game of Thrones, you know, and that's
I give you that.
That's like the only thing. But
it was watched by millions.
Exactly. I'm just saying, like, just handy. Like, I would just. I mean, I think this is just kind of fun banter, but like, what do you think the odds are that it's just like a flop? I think it's like such a long shot because we're in the hands of HBO and Sapochnik.
I think it's a long shot. I think it's going to get a lot of criticism, no matter what. But
yeah,
even if it doesn't live up to Game of Thrones, I think it's still going to get watched. It's still going to get the ratings and the viewers. It's just not going to. People are always going to compare it to Game of Thrones and
yeah.
wish it was better, or they're going to say, "Oh, this is just like the End of Thrones," where, you know, it's not as good as what we fell in love with during the first six seasons or whatever it was. So.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, anything else? I'm good, man. I'm locked in. I'm hyped. I'm excited. You know, and I think we're going into it like a lot of the people also are. You know, I think we want to just kind of stress that is we're not book people. We're not spoiler readers. We're not, you know, we're like in it with you, and we're going to react with you right after. And I think that's just important to, I think a lot of people are looking for that, that kind of angle. Which I think is we'll be happy to provide for sure.
Yeah, we're not coming in with knowledge of what's going to happen or any sort of expert on the Targaryen dynasty or anything like that. So we are we're with you. We're new to the show, and you know we want to enjoy it as much as we can, as much as you can, and I hope it holds up.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. All right, Curry. I'm going to shut it down here. You're all good, right?
I'm good.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So this is the preview pod, S1, episode one. We'll be with you right after the show on Sunday night. We'll go live. Then it'll drop Monday morning on your commute. React with us and throw us a follow on Twitter. And obviously, like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast here. And appreciate it. So here's to the start of a new journey here, and let's hope it goes well. All right, Curry, all right. Thanks for doing it, bro.
Hey, when will we see them?
We'll see them right after Dragons. Yeah, we're right after Thrones is RIP, and right after Dragons is here to stay. So we will talk to you next time, right after Dragons.